This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. For more than 20 years, one person has been at the helm of Vermont's nonprofit statewide arts agency. But Alex Aldrich is leaving his post as executive director of the Vermont Arts Council to pursue a more remunerative profession as his four kids hit the college years. He joins us now to talk about his decades in the Vermont arts scene. Hi, Alex. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Jane. It's a pleasure to be here.
When you started this gig in, I think it was 1996, right?
Yeah, January 2nd of 1997.
97. All right. Yep. So you've just hit the 20-year mark.
Just hit.
So the internet was around then. You know, people may have been able to take maybe lousy pictures with their phones. But the way we experience the world, including the arts, has just changed dramatically in 20 yeah. years because of these technological advances. And I imagine for the arts, that's in some ways especially true. You don't have to go to a gallery. You don't have to go to a concert. You don't even have to buy a CD to experience powerful art. How do you think that changes things?
It has completely rewritten all of the rules. It is one of the biggest challenges facing our cultural world is how do you compete with what is essentially what people call the curatorial me, meaning that I have this smartphone in my pocket or this iPad or whatever it is, a tablet, and I can call up and view or experience pretty much any work of art that has ever been recorded, either visually or from a musical perspective, anytime I want to. As long as I've got, you know, a Wi-Fi password. And it's an extraordinarily difficult time for folks who run more traditional arts enterprises because the, you know, what I grew up with was, you know, the Friday afternoon concert series at Alice Tully Hall that were paid for by my grandmother, that my sister and I at the age of 12 and 14 would get on the subway in Brooklyn and end up at Lincoln Center once a month and experience world-class chamber music. And I hated it at the time, but it had a huge impact on me as I got older. I don't think very many people experience the arts that way anymore. And in fact, it's probably true that not very many people experienced the arts that way even back then. But there were no other avenues. If you wanted to hear chamber music, you really had to go where chamber music was performed. And now that's different.
Which could be good or bad. I mean,
exactly.
In some ways, it's more egalitarian. In
it's
other ways,
more.
You have to seek it out. It's not, you know, you actually have to be willing to go experience new things.
It creates a challenge because it puts people who want to go into the business of performing chamber music on notice that the competition is not just with other people who are performing it live. You're competing with all of the other people that have ever recorded chamber music as well, and that becomes difficult. But really, to me, the exciting thing about it is that, as you say, it opens up the world of culture. And not just, you know, the culture of dead white men from Europe. It's world culture from all over the place where, 20 years ago, it was difficult to understand really unless you happened to produce music programs for the Olympics, which I did for a while. You know, you didn't get to see Ladysmith Black Mambazo or some of the other major cultural entities from around the world unless you really actively sought them out. Now they're available at the flick of a switch. So that's good.
You know, you mentioned, Alex, that this changes things for people who are in a position like you've been, running an mm-hmm. arts council or an arts organization. And you've said in deciding to depart now that it may be time for the Vermont Arts Council to make some changes that can be spurred on by new leadership. Like
yes.
what?
Well, as the Arts Council turned 50 a couple of years ago, we began what has turned out to be a nice 2 or 3 year long period of self-examination. And during that period of time, we recognized that one of the great strengths that we have as an organization is our ability to convene and connect people to each other and to resources. We also have a very important opportunity to communicate about what is going on in Vermont, who is doing what. And my goal right from day one was always to try to build the brand identity of Vermont to include not just skiing and maple syrup and foliage and all the things that people traditionally think of when they think of Vermont. But I really wanted to do whatever I could to turn Vermont into, among other things, a cultural destination so that people, if they were thinking about where they would want a vacation, you know, for a week or two, Vermont would come up because there was such a variety, not just of outdoor recreation activities to take advantage of, but really world-class cultural activities. And that's been a huge part of our programming for the last year or two, is to draw attention to and emphasize the variety and depth of the arts that exist currently in Vermont in really world-class locations.
You know, there are lots of questions right now about levels of federal funding for arts organizations going forward. Is the Art Council's future in jeopardy?
At the moment, no. A lot of the talk at the federal level is really just that. I have been privileged to serve on the board of the National Assembly of State Arts Agencies, which is right in the thick of this discussion down in Washington. And the fact is that what the president suggests bears very little resemblance. In fact, we just saw this last week with what Congress is going to do. And Congress has been educated over the last 20 years, since the last time the cultural wars flared up. We have gotten, as a field, much smarter at articulating the public value of investing tax dollars in the arts. It's not about controversial projects. It's about arts education and arts and healing, investing in the arts through community development opportunities that float everybody's boat in a rising tide of goodwill and good economies. So those kind of arguments are now really well documented, and that's where we're moving.
Alex Aldrich is the outgoing executive director of the Vermont Arts Council. Alex, thanks for talking with us.
It's a pleasure, Jane.
Listeners, if there's a comment you'd like to add to this conversation, leave a note on the Vermont Edition page at vpr.net. You can also find us on Facebook or tweet us at Vermont Edition. And follow Vermont Edition in NPR One for all our latest content. Vermont Edition is produced by Rick Singeri, Sam Gil Rosen, and Meg Malone. Mary Williams directed this program. Our executive producer is Patty Daniels. And our theme music was composed by Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. I'm Jane Lindholm. Thanks for listening. Hey, podcast listeners, you might have heard about this whole tripod thing. All this month, we're asking you to help a friend try a new podcast. Think of someone special in your life, then recommend a show that's right up their alley. If they're new to this whole podcasting thing, you can walk them through the steps to listen and subscribe. Then please share your recommendation with the hashtag tripod. That's spelled T-R-Y, pod. That way we can all get some new recommendations. And thank you for spreading the pod love.